Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. We checked in with Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter for a report on how day one went back to school in Region. Carter reported that the region had a great day. She's visiting each school in the morning to observe arrivals. She started with Kent yesterday. Things went beautifully. Students arrived excited to come to school and see teachers and their friends. Everything was well organized with multiple entrances for different cohorts of students and staff to greet each group as they entered the building. Today, Carter will be at Cornwall Consolidated School. All of the administrators checked in with Carter on the afternoon yesterday. Some direct quotes from administrators from throughout the region. From Sharon, students and staff were amazing and everybody cooperated to stay safe. From Kent, same for Kent Center School. Everybody was awesome and they're proud of all their students and staff. Housatonic, same for the high school. A great team effort from the entire community. In Cornwall, parents were supportive and patient, especially at arrival and dismissal time. In Salisbury, an awesome day, according to the administrators. Kids said it was their best day ever. At Lee H. Kellogg School, kids had a great day. The staff was amazing. North Canaan, everybody was happy to be back. A fabulous day, according to the administration. All the planning brought success. Martha Schweikert, pre-K in the region, even the littlest learners were troopers about following all of the new rules set for this year. Now, two Waterbury teachers have been quarantined after positive test results yesterday, and Chepauk staff test positive for COVID-19, but in-person classes will continue there. Computer problems nationwide did distribute classes as schools returned online. A ransomware attack forced schools in Hartford to postpone the start of online and in-person classes. Seattle system crashed at the end of the week. A Zoom outage caused it to shut down for more than 2 hours. In addition, reports that online learning programs in Alabama and Virginia also crashed. And last month, North Carolina's platform failed on the first day of classes. Florida's largest school district in Miami-Dade County had assured parents that it had consolidated different programs into one platform that would be easier to navigate, but software glitches and cyber attacks disrupted the first week of the new school year. Bard College wants to move a Red Hook polling location for its 5th district to its campus, claiming the current location does not meet legal standards and is dangerous. Board President Leon Botstein told campus officials, students at the Andrew Goodman Foundation, a social justice organization, they filed a petition on Friday in Dutchess County Supreme Court against the Dutchess County Board of Elections. The court filing names Commissioners Erica Haight and Elizabeth Soto. The petition claims the current site, the Episcopal Church of St. John the Evangelist, is not accessible by public transportation and is in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Well, the list of states is now subject to travel restrictions and resulting 14 quarantine is back up to 34 for Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, plus Guam. Puerto Rico has been taken off the travel list along with the U.S. Virgin Islands. Returning to the list, Maryland, Delaware, Ohio, and West Virginia. West Virginia making its first appearance on the list. Ohio returns for the second time since August the 4th. Kent Board of Selectmen have a special meeting coming up today at 12 noon. That is a Zoom meeting. The regular meeting of the Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission is set for today at 5:30 at Town Hall. Tomorrow, the 30th District Republicans sponsoring their legislative forum with breakfast, 7:30 at the Fife and Drum Restaurant, Route 7. Senator Craig Miner will be joined by other Republicans at this event. Masks will be required. Proceeds are used to elect Republicans. More information is at 860-693-0757 or 203-770-0466. The Village of Millerton, there will be a special workshop meeting that will be held on Thursday, that at 6 p.m. The Northeast Town Board has their meeting coming up at the Library Annex at 7 o'clock tomorrow. September 11th each year, officially a Patriot Day, a national day of remembrance. Now in North Canaan, they are not canceling this year's event. There'll be no speeches, nothing for sale, no crowds, just quiet place to visit on September 11th. St. Joseph's Church schedule for the 11th at 12:01 a.m., a rosary for the protection of the United States. At 6 a.m., a rosary for the soul of each person killed in the terror attacks on September 11th. At 12 noon, a rosary for the soul of each man and woman of the armed forces of the United States of America who have fought and died in Operations Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and the War on Terror. At 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. At 6 o'clock, a rosary for the soul of each police officer, firefighter, and emergency medical person personnel killed responding to 9/11 attacks. At 12 midnight, a rosary for peace for the men and women of the military who worked tirelessly to the point of sacrificing their own lives to bring about peace. More information is available at Patriot Day 9-11-01 Memorial.com. The World Peace Sanctuary will hold the USA prayer ceremony on Friday, September 11th at 5:30 at 26 Benton Road in Wasaic. Pine Plains is looking for volunteers with strong backs and pickup trucks to assist the senior citizens with a town cleanup day. Contact Alice at the town hall at 518-398-8600, extension 1. The event will take place on September 12th from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the town garage. Also coming up on the 12th in Cornwall, from 10 to 2, the library book sale live outdoors. At 5 p.m., Peter Del Tredici will talk on plant root systems via Zoom. Dinner and a Movie, the Equus Effect 7th Annual Fundraiser, will be held September 12th at 6:30 at the Four Brothers Drive-In Theater in Armenia. For more information, theequuseffect.org. Also going on this weekend, there's comedy at the Sharon Playhouse on Saturday, a drive-in theater, and also on Sunday, the movie to benefit the movie house, sharonplayhouse.org. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad holding their takeout pancake breakfast Sunday, 7:30 to 10:30 at the firehouse. $7 per takeout includes pancakes, French toast, eggs, potatoes, sausage, and bacon. Pre-orders should be called in at 860-364-7427. Note the pickup time on the half hour. Social distancing and masks are requested. No eating on the site. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 27,658.00, the NASDAQ at 11,254.75, and the S&P 500 at 3359.50. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.